Yeah, but favorite teachers.
Favorite teachers.
But then there were others who were really very, very, very good teachers and very dedicated. And some who were pretty strict, but they really did a lot more than you would expect to help us and stuff.
Mm.
Particularly the 1K class. Yeah, so we liked that.
The Crichton Factor class.
Always liked art, so I liked art no matter who taught it. Always hated Latin. So.
Do you think you got that a bit from your cousin?
He was very clever, and he was very good. He was very good at art and very good at most things. I kind of benefit a little bit because if one of the cousins could be clever, and he was 2 years ahead of me, so a year and a half ahead.
So you didn't have to
be. No, they expected it of me, so there was that sense of your cousin's good enough, you must be. So stop messing about and concentrate. And all my reports always said that.
Mm.
He's a daydreamer. Always will be. If you catch him on a good day, you can see he's clever. If you don't, then forget about it. So that came across. All my reports were the same. My father really wanted us to go to university and to break this working class, not being able to get out of Derry mold.
Mm. So that was a big motivation for you then, do you think?
He taught me something from when I was a kid, walking on beaches and stuff about all around the world and peoples, and don't stay in Derry, get away and see it all. And then if you want to come back and stay, but if you want to stay away, there's nothing wrong with that either. My mother didn't help. She told me from a very early age that I wasn't quite one of the family because I never quite fit it, that I was a gypsy. They got me from the gypsies. And if I misbehaved, they put me in a children's home, which was 150 yards up the street. The Nazareth House was just up the street.
So you'd be close to home?
My sister came for me one day to take me. I was about 10. I was old enough to know better. But I was the other mischievous one. Came and said something like, she called me away from my friends. She says, you have to go to children's home now. And I says, what? She said, you have to go and stay in the Nazareth House for a while. We don't have enough money to feed everybody. And we were a big family, and I thought, right? I thought, okay. Now you don't really say goodbye to anybody. We'll come and see you soon, and all that. We're allowed up on Sunday or whatever. And walk me up to the Nazareth House. So she was walking along quite happy, and I was walking half a yard behind her, thinking, trying to work all this out in my head, thinking, okay, I'm doing the right thing for the family, and the Mustang must be hard. And when we got to the Nazareth House, I'd stopped, and she'd carried on walking. I said, where are you going? She said, I'm going to chip shop. And I says, what about, says, oh, come on. So
she had you wind up like a wee clock.
Why? Yeah, was great. She,
what else did she do?
She remember? Used to be able to fight the boys.
Did
the
she?
Big boys. If any of the big boys bullied me, I would just go out and flatten the big boys. Even he was a big
bruiser.
dangerous boy. Yeah. Always has been. But could take on anybody. Still can.